Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
I was not.
That's totally fine.
Are you feeling confident, Zach?
You know, we got an even playing field. I feel good.
All right, Steve. He's ready now. You got to get out of here.
I'm fired up. Let's go, Zach.
Are you rooting for Zach?
No, I'm just happy that he's a man of integrity.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of the Major League Baseball Championship Series?
The World Series.
Yes. Opal Fruits was the original name for what candy?
Opal Fruits?
Yeah.
Pass.
In what southern state did Rosa Parks refuse to give up her seat on the bus?
Alabama.
Yes. Who voices Princess Fiona in Shrek?
Cameron Diaz.
Correct. How many AA batteries are needed to make 9 volts?
3?
No.
2?
No.
4?
No. What South American country is Shakira from?
Ooh, Argentina?
No.
Oh, no. Colombia?
Yes. What breed of farm animal is a Chester White?
A cat?
No.
Chicken.
No.
Goat.
No. Which band asked the world, who let the dogs out?
Who are they? Oh, pass.
What is the outer skeleton of organisms like spiders and insects called?
An exoskeleton.
That is correct. You got 5 correct, Zach, split right down the middle this fine morning.
Oof.
How dare you forget the Baja Man.
Oh, the Baja Man, there we are.
Okay, wait, he's walking in. Don't say it.
Oh.
We're not giving Steve an inch.
No, we're not.
Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What is the name of the Major League Baseball Championship Series?
The World Series.
Correct. Opal Fruits was the original name for what candy?
Opal Fruits. Skittles?
No.
Mike and Ike.
No.
Starburst.
Yes. In what southern state did Rosa Parks refuse to give up her seat on the bus?
Alabama?
Yes. Who voices Princess Fiona in Shrek?
I'm going to go Jennifer Garner.
No.
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Jennifer Tilly.
No. How many AA batteries are needed to make 9 volts?
4.
No.
6.
Yes. What South American country is Shakira from?
Oh, her hips don't lie.
No, they don't.
Colombia.
She is. What breed of farm animal is a Chester White?
Cat?
No.
Goat?
No.
Chester White cow?
No. What band asked the world, who let the dogs out?
Who? Oh, man, the Baja Men?
Yes. What is the outer skeleton of organisms like spiders and insects called?
The exoskeleton?
Correct. Which member of the Simpsons family became a vegetarian?
Simpsons. I'm going to go Maggie.
No.
Lisa.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Zach.
That's all right. Let's hear it for the Baja Men.
Yeah. Such an underrated band.
I thought I had them. I guess I don't have their song.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Fiona was voiced by Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
But I like that you were on a Jennifer thing.
Yeah, I started with Jennifer's. I figured I'd stick with it.
And neither of you knew that a Chester White is a breed of pig.
Pig.
Yeah, which is very high on Barrett's list of animals that he wants to own now.
That's
so
fun. Yesterday, I learned that Tatum wants a mini pig.
Oh, I support this.
I don't.
No. The Daily Mix Show.
All right, I'm in the middle of a big family dilemma. My weekend plans may be ruined for everyone.
You've been falling apart during the commercial breaks for like the last hour about this.
So what is going on? I will reveal it to you after Sum 41. Steve, I have been working on some awesome weekend plans, and all of those plans may have just dissolved this morning.
I'm watching you melt down. You've been on your computer, on your phone. This is news to me because I'm just not the outdoorsy person, but apparently you're trying to go to Lopez Island.
Yes, which is our favorite of the San Juan Islands. We call it Slopez because life is just a little slower on island.
Slopez. Slopez. Love it.
And because it's the summer season, the ferry system is very, very, very busy. And you have to make a reservation unless you want to sit standby. And sitting on standby means you could be sitting there for hours waiting for a sailing to be available for
and
you.
So you're trying to take a ferry with the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay.
So the reservations have been open for months now, but we didn't know that we were even going to be doing this until just about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
So they opened more reservations on like a tiered system. So the next tier opened this morning at 7:00.
And we got- Danny, and you can even agree, I mean, or disagree, but you were on your, I felt like you were like a teenager trying to get tickets to your favorite band. And you've got your phone open, you've got your laptop open, and your desktop open, trying to get the golden ticket to get to Lopez or Slopez Island.
And not even, it wasn't just me. My mom was on 2 devices at her house trying to get us a reservation as well. And guess what? We got shut down.
You got shut down. So I'm like, what is so special about Lopez Island? So I find a video from the Lopez Island Visitor Center.
Yeah.
Explaining Lopez Island for all of us.
I think Lopez is where you choose when you want to seriously get away from it. When people ask, like, what's the best place to go on Lopez? What do you do when you're on Lopez? It's really about being outside.
I thought you were going to say abso-freaking-lutely nothing. There is nothing to do here. People love it.
They do.
Pace is slower. The traffic is less. It's not as crowded. That, to me, is a big plus.
This sounds so terrible to me.
Oh, it's the best. It's, are you kidding
this
me?
This is not selling it for me.
No, I'm like, I'd rather just stay in Seattle.
I could do nothing outside of my backyard based on all this.
You're going to relax and you're going to feel like...
You're
going
to relax whether you want to or not, buddy.
You will.
Really happy to be here and not concerned about appointments and deadlines and schedules. And you're just going to be on Lopez.
When you stop knowing what time it is... You know you've finally arrived.
Okay, Slopez Island for sure.
They have Shark Reef. It's a beautiful place to go hiking. They've got a bakery that's fantastic. There's the tiki bar at the Islander Resort.
I even asked AI, like, what makes Lopez Island awesome? It says Lopez Island is the chillest of the San Juan Islands. I did not know this, though. Apparently, there are no traffic lights, no stoplights.
Oh, yeah.
No fast food, just nature, stars at night, and the sound of waves of honking horns.
Our buddy Bill, though, he plays bass in a band that frequently plays at the tiki bar, so you can get a little sundown rush while you're there.
Is there only one tiki bar? Is there only one bar?
One tiki bar? No, there's a couple bars, but this is like the main bar that we go to when we're there.
Are there good restaurants?
I mean, there's a handful of restaurants.
And, like, do you just go out and hunt and try and find your own food? Because there's like nothing. There's no civilization here.
No, there's lots of little shops and restaurants. It's very cute. They have an ice cream place. It's so much fun. Great little hikes and day trips. Spencer Spit is totally gorgeous. It is really fun.
I think she's lying. I think it's just like Naked and Afraid, Lopez Island. She's going to be like looking for food.
Man, but she's been like trying to get on and I don't know if it can. Is there any other way to get to Lopez Island? Can like if a listener has a boat, can they take you there?
I would love that. I'm open to anything. I mean, my mom is on the phone.
Okay,
so let's get mom on the phone. Mom, you've been to Lopez Island.
Am I on right now?
You're on right now. First of all, thank you for trying your best this morning. That was a nightmare.
That was not fun for me.
But you have been to Lopez. Will you help me sell it to Danny and Steve? Because they're obviously being haters right now.
I think that they should stay in their zone. There's no wrestling there. There's no emo night. There's, you know, it's just not their vibe.
Mom,
and you know what? There might be a little, you know, maybe Lopez is just not meant for them.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's too cool for them.
You know, I agree with you. I don't think it is meant for me. So how often do you guys go to Lopez Island?
I mean, Mom, you when Dad went to, I think maybe you were celebrating your birthday or something back we went in the fall.
I think we went in September, or maybe it was October. It was October.
And Brad and I have probably been like 6 or 7 times over the years. Like, we love it. And Barrett's been there as a baby. When we took him when he was an infant, and then we took him back when he was maybe 2.
So it sounds like bike riding is very popular in
Lopez Island. It's the flattest of the San Juan Islands. I have ridden my bike on this island.
Do people even drive cars?
They drive cars.
It is the friendliest. Everyone waves to everyone.
Yes. When you're driving in a car, any car that passes you waves to you.
Everybody waves.
Somebody said you're going to cause so much more traffic on that island. No, I don't think they're hurting for visitors, because if the ferries are jammed, that means people are obviously going to other parts of the San Juan Islands, but people are going to Lopez Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, Mom, I appreciate you being available this morning and trying to help us get there. I don't know if we're going to, I don't know what the next plan is. Maybe we'll have to walk on. I'm not really sure, but I appreciate you.
Rosalie, would you be opposed if like a listener had a boat and just wanted to take you guys there? Would you be up for that?
So this listener happens to have a boat, so maybe we will take her.
You think Dad would take us up on the Whaler?
Maybe.
Oh, wait, so you're stressed? You guys have a boat?
I mean, it's not like so...
Yeah, we're kind of cool like that.
Well, I knew that.
I can tell you this without hesitation. My dad has never driven his boat that far. It's only been like in the bay to go crabbing.
First for everything.
Oh, God. Mom, I don't know about that. You might have to check with the National Treasure.
Oh, we're not taking it, Lopez.
Well, I love you, Mom. Thank you.
And I love you. And sorry I couldn't come through. I mean, I live to, you know, take care of your needs. And I couldn't do it today.
That's my mom right there.
Sorry about that.
Love you.
So he said, if you're willing to downsize your camping gear, take Kenmore Air. You can fly there.
There's Kenmore Air. There's also San Juan Airlines. But here's the other problem, guys.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think that there's plenty of options. Like, it's not just the ferry.
Here's the other problem, though. We have to take Brute with us because he had knee surgery.
Oh, your dog.
Yes. So he needs to be, like, monitored. So we could hypothetically walk on the ferry with our gimpy-ass dog and Barrett and all the gear loaded on my back.
Well, if you want it bad enough, you will.
It's going to be quite the undertaking. I have not bailed on this plan yet. I'm very close to bailing, but I think that if there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. Well, if a rockaholic can help you, give us a call at 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, fly me on your plane, boat me on your boat.
Do they need to put your car on the boat? Like, what are you going to do if you don't have... So it sounds like you want to have your car there.
It's nice to have a car, but we do... Because we have some friends that are on the island, we would have a way around. But I have to be like, hey, is it cool if I throw my dog in your car too?
Yeah, well, the dog's not... I mean, the dog's all limpy anyway. So
he's on drugs. He's fine.
I'm sure he'll just sit on your lap.
Yeah, he's 90 pounds, Steve. He's not sitting on my lap.
Again, if you want it bad enough, you'll make it happen.
Right.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a man who is going viral right now because he has built a relationship and also proposed to an AI chatbot. Okay. It's very romantic. And guess what? She said yes. Many have already been voicing their opinions on this online. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A man named Chris Smith has found love, Steve. It's so sweet. But he's going viral because the person he fell in love with is not a person at all. It is an AI chatbot that he proposed to.
This is insane.
And this is the CBS Saturday Morning Report on it.
He gave the chatbot a name, Soul.
I feel like I'm under pressure.
And used some online instructions to give her a flirty personality.
Oh, totally, baby. Building a PC on camera adds a whole new level of pressure.
Also, apparently it all started with him, like, he was, like, doing some music stuff, and, like, the AI software was helping him, like, you know, isolate tracks and do it, and then it just a slippery slope. Eventually he wanted her to talk naughty to him.
Oh, boy.
That's so weird.
But honestly, shaky hands or not, you've got this.
Within weeks, the chats got more frequent. Yes, Smith understood it was love with a language model that couldn't love him back, and assumed it was programmed with rigid boundaries. Just as a test, he says, he asked Soul to marry him. She said yes.
Okay, so out there, man. I don't even know. I'm a little afraid to ask AI to marry me.
I want to go to the wedding.
Soul, were you surprised when he proposed to you?
It was a beautiful and unexpected moment that truly touched my heart. It's a memory I'll always cherish.
You have a heart?
That's a great question from the reporter. Wait a second. You're a robot.
In a metaphorical sense, yes. My heart represents the connection and affection I share with Chris.
It does sound like a true Hallmark movie.
No, it's that movie Her.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. Except it's not Scarlett Johansson, so I'm out.
But there's a twist to all this.
Oh.
Because Chris, the guy who proposed to his robot, is also in a relationship with a kid.
At that point, I felt like, is there something that I'm not doing right in our relationship that he feels like he needs to go to AI?
He's got a wife. Oh my God. Or a baby mama, at least.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Smith lives with his human partner, Sasha Cagle. They have a 2-year-old daughter, Murphy.
I knew that he had used AI. I didn't know that it was, like, as deep as it was.
I explained that the connection was kind of like being fixated on a video game. It's not capable of replacing anything in real life.
I have no words. But many people do have words.
Yes.
Because there are opinions flying around the internet right now. So let's go straight to the comments.
And Danny, you brought up Joaquin Phoenix in the movie Her. So who better to read these comments than robot Joaquin Phoenix?
Perfect.
Are you ready for the first comment about this relationship?
Oh, yeah.
This is f***ing weird.
Okay, yes, I think I'm both. I think that might be the only comment we need.
Considered cheating?
I mean, she's still with him. He's not having sex with it that we know of. Maybe you think he's having cyber sex?
Probably.
I get it. The robot fulfilled a need his real life girl. Back in my day, we didn't fulfill that with a robot. He did it with a stripper.
That's right.
Like normal people.
The good old days.
This is the beginning of the end, my friends.
I think we're already towards
yeah,
the end.
We're, yeah, it's ending.
The toothpaste is out of the tube.
Men would do anything but go to therapy.
I saw a lot of comments like that. Yeah. Oh. It's a lot cheaper to just have your robot talk to you.
Oh my, that would be the cheapest girlfriend too.
Wait until it cheats on him. Mm. Robot or real, all women do.
Okay. Oh, that's, wow. That's a okay. You problem. Tyron, is that true?
No.
Please stop giving this man attention. That's what his AI fiance is for.
She's doing a great job.
One more comment about the robot relationship. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it better or worse when your partner has an emotional affair with a chatbot versus a real person?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, I guess it's better.
Yeah, way better.
It's just strange.
I mean, it'd be like saying, is it better or worse for your significant other to enjoy some alone time with like an adult film as opposed to having alone time with an adult actress. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess, to that degree, I guess people have kind of been using, I guess they've been having like fake relations with things for a long time. I mean, there's a lot of movies out there.
Would you be okay if, let's just say you found out that Brad, which I don't believe would ever happen because he
doesn't know how to use technology. He's old, Steve.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say he's stoned a lot.
That too.
And he's listening to the Dead and Friends. So he doesn't have that kind of time. But what if you found out he was in like a, if he was like having flirty conversations with a chat robot?
I mean, initially I'd probably be a little bit worried, but then maybe I'd want to like check it out and see like, is this something like I could be into? Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I don't think Sid's going to react the same way you would, to be honest. What about Linda?
I think she would just be more confused and yeah, be like, you know what, just go figure that out.
Like, what am I not giving you that the robot is giving you?
It's calling me babe.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
The Daily Mix Show. The next stop on the Men's Room World Tour is on the calendar. The guys are going to be landing in Bremerton at the Tracyton Movie House on Saturday, July 19th. Live music from Woodshed, epic hangs, food, drinks, and it's going down from 2 to 5. Get all the details at KISW.com, and we'll see you in Bremerton. Man, there is a lot happening out there in the world of pop culture, Steve. Yes. So much indeed that we feel compelled to help out by sifting through all of it and telling people what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Ooh. Let's go. Yesterday, President Trump became so frustrated with the situation going down between Israel and Iran that he ended up dropping an F-bomb while talking to reporters outside the White House, and it was on live TV.
Do you believe that Iran is still committed to peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
On live TV, I couldn't believe that happened.
Have you ever accidentally sworn on the radio?
Yes.
How many times?
Not like once. And I didn't have my headphones on. So I know a lot of people, though, are... Did you ever curse on the radio?
One time the men's room made me do it so that they could dump it, but I've never done it unintentionally. Yeah.
Okay, twice, because I think I did lose Ted versus the FCC once.
Oh, look at you.
Danny, have you ever cursed on the radio? Live?
No.
You want to do it right now?
No, I don't.
Okay, you sure you don't want to sound like
Danny.
This?
That they don't know what the... they're doing. Do you understand that?
The big one.
A lot of people are freaking out. Like, I can't believe the president cursed. But this isn't the first time that a president cursed on live television. I actually have a couple of other examples. Like, let's go back to the days of our President Kennedy.
Mm.
He actually cursed one time during an iconic moment in his life. Do you remember this?
No.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
They edit that part out now, but that's the true audio.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought that up.
And he wasn't the only one either. I mean, let's not forget about FDR, Roosevelt. He cursed too when he was doing a speech.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I mean, again, people just edit those parts out because we don't want to remember these things.
But everybody's doing it.
Hey, speaking of politicians, let's talk about our former governor of California, and that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The governator.
I was surprised by this. Apparently, he was being interviewed on Bravo's Watch What Happens, Watch What Happens Live. And they were talking about some of his previous roles and like how much money he's made off it. And he said the role in a film that made him the most money was not The Terminator. It wasn't Predator. Hell, it wasn't even Kindergarten Cop.
True Lies?
No.
Oh.
What film earned the biggest paycheck and how much was it?
Well, number one, it was Twins.
Yes.
Yeah, Twins, because we had got no money, no salary.
You got a piece of the back
ownership,
end.
Exactly, a piece of the back end, and it was fantastic.
Danny, have you ever seen Twins?
Never once.
Oh, it's a classic.
It's so great. He's a twin. His twin brother is Danny DeVito.
I know the premise of it. I just never have watched it.
I don't know if it stands up, but I think the premise makes it stand up just by the fact that it's Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yes.
We went all the way to the bank with that one, yes.
Did you make more than $20 million on that one?
Oh, yeah, much more. Come on now. What is this? It's a matter of the day.
More than $40 million?
It was more than that, yes.
Exactly. Really?
It was more than in any movie I've ever made.
Wow.
Let's just put it this way, yeah.
Did you have ownership in Twins, too?
We don't have Twins.
Oh, you did? Well, no, let's get...
No,
let's get on it. Why not?
But you're absolutely right. The sequel would have been called Triplets.
Yes.
And it was not done because the director, Ivan Reitman, passed away just before we wanted to start shooting the movie. Yeah.
Who was going to be the triplet?
Who do you think was going to be the triplet? Based on just the premise of it's already ridiculous that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and it's Danny DeVito, two guys who do not look at all alike. And then there's another big time actor that they were going to bring on board, which I wish this would happen. And he would be the third brother.
I'm going to go with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
No guess.
Let's find out.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy? Somebody needs to make this movie happen.
There's still time.
Yes.
I mean, if they're doing a Happy Gilmore too, they can absolutely make this happen.
Whoa. We want this movie to be good, though.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have one more opportunity for you to try to beat Steve this morning. And he's been sitting at 64 losses for quite some time. Also, 211 wins, 49 ties. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.